Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump.
Okay.
And you ain't black. And you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African American.
Tell the D state that I said that. Cannons always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I win.
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on
the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him? Guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
And welcome to another episode of the Black Conservative Show. I am your host, Black Conservative. That's how I always say, if I was on a political show, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawing from the most reliable source, but that is not the case today. We're in the Lord's house today. Today is the Lord's Day, and we're not politicking today. We're dealing with the inspired Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We're dealing with the Word of God today, and I have just decided for Sunday, Sunday evening, I'm just going to do a gospel message. I'm going to preach the gospel, because there is never a time when the gospel is not to be preached. Sometimes we may have to do something. We don't always do those things that please God. But whom the Lord loves, the Bible says that whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And if you go without chastening, you are not a son. But therefore, I just want to take the time today and deal with a message that is very dear to my heart. And that is the message of what it means to receive Christ. We're talking about receiving Christ today here on the Black Conservative Show. And I'm not going to be too long. I can assure you I'm not going to be too long. But I believe that all scriptures are inspired by God. And every word is part of a sentence. Every sentence is part of a paragraph. And every paragraph is a part of the whole analogy of faith. So I'm going to declare unto you today, I am going to attempt to declare unto the listening audience today the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God. You wouldn't be interested in what I believe. It doesn't matter what I believe the Bible says. Only thing that actually matters at this point in time is what the Bible actually says. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead on and get into it today. And I hope you be blessed, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let me cut that off. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I would like to start off by confirming that the saving gospel about Jesus Christ is first to be received. The saving gospel about Jesus Christ is first to be received. But Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, concerning the brethren, he said, "The gospel which I preach to you, which you receive, which I made known to you." So the gospel has to be known to the sinner in order first for the sinner to be saved. That is the gospel of the grace of God, that Christ died according to the scriptures for our sin, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. So the gospel is a message that must be received in order for salvation to come about. It is a message first to be received by the sinner. Paul said, "I determined," when he was speaking to those, when the Apostle Paul was preaching in court to the Corinthians, he said, "I determined to know nothing else among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." In other words, until a person understands the gospel, there is nothing else to offer the sinner. Because it is a message first to be received by the sinner. And what do I mean by receiving the gospel? What do we mean about receiving the gospel? We hear that all the time. We tell people, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." We have all those sayings to the unbelieving world, to those who are without, who are outside the body of Christ. What do I mean by receiving the gospel? The gospel. Well, to receive him, Jesus, to receive him, it means to receive him, Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. It means to acknowledge his claim, to place one's faith in him and give your allegiance to Jesus. That's what it means, first of all, to receive. It's to receive the claim that Jesus Christ about himself, to affirm the claim that Christ made about himself, that he is the Word of God. And it means to acknowledge this claim. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word dwelt among us. And we receive his glory as the only begotten of the Father. So what are those claims? Before the crucifixion, Jesus was standing before the high priest. You remember when Jesus was standing before the high priest, Caiaphas, and he asked, the high priest asked Jesus the question, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? Are you the Christ?" The word around town, here in Jerusalem, the word is that you claim to be the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, coming on the clouds of heaven." Jesus said, not only am I the Son of God, you have well spoken, Pilate. You have well spoken, Pilate. The high priest has well spoken. You're going to see more than what you see now. You will see the Son of Man. Because of your rejection of this true claim, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God. coming on the clouds. Peter said, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Peter said, huh? I'm sure. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. So first of all, you have to believe. To receive the gospel, first of all, it means to receive the claim, the true claim that Jesus made about himself. You have to affirm the claim Jesus made about himself as absolute and necessary for salvation. If you deny, if the unbelieving person, if they deny any claim that Jesus, the Son of God, declare about himself, then you cannot lay claim to being called a child of God. Everybody claims to be a child of God. Everybody want to be children of God. Everyone want to claim that. But the Bible says that Jesus declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, and any denial of that claim, this profound truth that Jesus is the Son of the living God, any denial of this claim forfeited any sinner's right. You forfeited the right to become a child of God. You forfeit the right to become children of God. You cannot claim to be children of God and deny the Son. Well, let me help you out. Let me give you some Bible verses, because what I say, it really doesn't make any difference. What the Bible says that it's the final court of appeal. The gospel according to John, chapter 1. Verse 12. John said, but as many as receive him, speaking of Jesus Christ, John said, but as many as receive him, he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. But as many as receive him, that is the claim Jesus made about himself to them, and only them, I may add, who received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. You must confirm and believe who Jesus is, or else you will be given no right to be part of the family of God. You can't bypass the Son of God in order to get to the Father. You can't do it. Jesus said, all men, remember when Jesus was speaking to the Jews, Jesus said, all men shall honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honor not the Son, honor not the Father which has sent him. The Jews denied Jesus Christ. They denied Jesus' claim as being the Son of God. And Jesus said, he that honor not the Son, honor not the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And any preaching and teaching of men, preaching to men, that does not honor the Son, honor the Son of God, Christ, honor not the Father. In the Islamic religion, we talk about different religious faiths. You got Hinduism, you got Islam, you got the Jehovah's Witness, you have all these different religious faith, what I call it religion, because there is only one faith. There are not many faiths. There are many religions, man-made religions, but there is only one faith, and that's the faith of Christ, the faith of Jesus. For there is one God, one Father, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There are not two and three faiths. No such thing as the Muslim faith, Hindu faith, the Christian faith, the Islamic faith, the Muzu faith, and the Buzu faith. No, There is only one faith, and that's the faith of Jesus. One God and Father of us all, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But moving right along, in the Islamic religion, the Quran denies that Jesus is the Son of God, in the Quran. The Quran denies that Jesus had a son, that Jesus was the Son of God. The Quran acknowledges Jesus is the Son of Mary. But they deny the crucifixion of Christ. They deny the bodily resurrection of Christ. And this is an outright denial of the true claim that Jesus made about himself. They do not honor the Son. They, in Islam religion, and Muslim Islam, they do not affirm the deity and the person of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead. They deny Christ being the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. They believe in the person and work of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. These three, when we talk about receiving Christ, receiving the gospel, what are we saying? We are affirming something, and we're denying something else. We're confessing something. We're aligning our thinking up with what? The word of God. We are in agreement with what? The word of God said, the message that God has sent about his son, we are affirming that message. A belief in the person and the work of Christ, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ is necessary for salvation. It's necessary for salvation. If you deny any one of the three, then salvation has not come unto you. Salvation has not come into your house. Now is not the time, now is not the day of salvation for you. If you deny any of these claims, you are forfeiting your right. You have forfeited your right to become children of God. You're not part of it. You are not a part of the family of God. The sinner has to, before the sinner can be saved, he has to first acknowledge his need to be saved, and when he do so, he is saying that I have become aware of my enslaving sin nature and of my total inability to save myself, to save himself. That's the work of Christ. But what is the work? What is the work of Christ? We say that in the church. Oh, we want to do the work of Christ. I want to, Lord, I go if I have to go by myself. Send me, Lord, I go. We shout over there every Sunday. Send me, Lord, I go. I go if I have to go by myself. I ain't going nowhere. Stop lying to church. Folks ain't going nowhere. After church is over at 1 o'clock, they're going home to eat. Going to Piccadilly or wherever they're going, they ain't going to do the work of Christ. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. They ain't doing the work of Christ. But we shout in church, I've been running for Jesus a long time. I haven't got time yet. Can't wait to get home, sit on that couch and do nothing. Watch BET, Bad Entertainment. What was I at, Jesus? Oh, okay. What is that work? What is the work of Christ? We say we want to do God's will. We say we want to work the work of Christ. We shout and we preach, work-wise it's day, come night, no man can work. Do we really believe that? Are we practicing? You know what? I really think we honestly believe it. We say it. We have a burning desire for the word of God. We have a burning desire for souls. We have a desire to do God's will. We have the will to do so, but how to do it, find a way to do it, we find it's hard to do. Well, like Apostle Paul, when Paul said, when I will to do good, evil was present. What is the work of God? What is that work? We talked about the work of God. Everybody want to do the work of God. Well, let me tell you today. Let me tell you what the work of God is. Let me tell you one. I can tell you what is not. The work of God is not church stuff. It's not church work. It's not selling chicken pies, pumpkin pies, sweet potato pies, raising money, having a car wash. That ain't the work of Christ. It ain't raising money to get material stuff. That's not the work of Christ. You can sit at home outside the church. You can sit at home and bake a chicken pie and sell it at home. And don't waste time coming to the church cooking no chicken pies. Or baking on chicken pies in the church. Don't waste no time frying no chicken at the church to sell it. Because if Jesus was here and found us doing all this stuff in the church that has nothing to do, that's not even related to the work of Christ, he would drive us all out the church and tell us, don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise, a house of business. This ain't no business. Church ain't no business. Church is a living organism. Ain't no business. What is the word? What is that word? My time is getting away from me. What is that word? Jesus said, listen to me good. This is the work of Christ. This is what we should be doing. If you want to get someone, if you want to compare that lost sinner to come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, and you want to do the work of Christ, well, I'm going to tell you now, what is the work of Christ that you must work, that I must work, that we must do? What are the greater works Jesus said that we should do now that he's gone? This is the work of Christ, that you believe in him. Here's the work of Christ. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of Christ, that you believe in him whom he sent. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me should never thirst, and he that believe on me should never thirst. That is the work of the Father. This is the work of the Father, that you believe on him whom the Father has sent. That's the work of the Father. That's the work of the Father, that you believe on him. That is the work of the Father. Now, I'm going to come back next time with part two. But I'm going to end it there. We're going to close it out right there. Just a 30 minute, Charlie. We're going to talk about next time what is the meaning of the crucifixion, the preaching of the cross. I'm going to get into that next time. But before now, I think I gave you enough to wrap up with. We'll come back next time, and we'll bring the end of this sermon. We'll bring part two. That's just part one. But I come back with part two, and we're going to shout and rejoice in the Lord together. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I'm not going to do that.